Great celebratory song. And Hosanna, I know sometimes we sing it and we say it, but we don't know what it means. It actually means save now. And that's what they were singing as and declaring as Jesus was making his triumphant entry into Jerusalem. But it wasn't saving back then 2,000 years ago, but it's saving through the cross of Jesus Christ, us today, and all those that come to faith. But one day he will. Hosanna, he will come in and set up his eternal kingdom. So we're blessed that we can enjoy his presence now and see others being saved as we were saved over maybe the years or maybe over the months. But what a great blessing it is. If you have your Bibles, why don't you turn to Psalm 106? And you could read out of your Bible or in the overhead. It's a historical psalm of David. We read about halfway through last time. And it centers around God's goodness in delivering Israel from the bondage of Egypt. And it begins and ends with hallelujah. And that means praise the Lord. But between those two praises, those two hallelujahs, you find the distressing details of the people's response to God's wondrous works on their behalf. And yet at the same time, we see God's patience and we see God's long-suffering toward their sin and their rebellion, just like we see that today with us. So we'll pick it up in Psalm 106, verse 24. Then they despised the pleasant land. They did not believe in his word, but grumbled in their tents. They did not listen to the voice of the Lord. Therefore, he swore to them that he would cast them down in the wilderness, and that he would cast their seed among the nations and scatter them in the lands. They joined themselves also to Baal Peor and ate sacrifices offered to the dead. Thus they provoked him to anger and with their deeds, and the plague broke out among them. Then Phinehas stood up and interposed, and so the plague was stayed. And it was reckoned to him for righteousness to all generations forever. They also provoked him to wrath at the waters of Meribah, so that it went hard with Moses on their behalf, because they were rebellious against his spirit. He, or Moses, spoke rashly with his lips. They did not destroy the peoples as the Lord commanded them, but they mingled with the nations and learned their practices and served their idols, which became a snare to them. They even sacrificed their sons and their daughters to the demons and shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and their daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan. And the land was polluted with the blood. Thus they became unclean in their practices and played the harlot in their deeds. Therefore, the anger of the Lord was kindled against his people, and he abhorred his inheritance. Then he gave them into the hand of the nations, and those who hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were subdued under their power. Many times he would deliver them. They, however, were rebellious in their counsel, and so sank down in their iniquity. Nevertheless, he looked upon their distress when he heard their cry, and he remembered his covenant for their sake and relented according to the greatness of his loving kindness. He also made them objects of compassion in the presence of all their captors. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the nations to give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting even to everlasting. And let all the people say, Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, your mercy and your love and your kindness so outweighs the iniquity and the rebellion of your people. Lord, and we thank you, God, that you're so gracious to us. Lord, you're a forgiving God. Lord, the flesh wants to go one way and the spirit wants to go another. The spirit's willing, the flesh is so weak. Lord, but we thank you, God, that you pour your goodness, your kindness out upon your people, as you did with Israel back in the days of their deliverance from the bondage of Egypt. So, Lord, our nation, at one time, it was one nation under God. But, Lord, the very pattern that Israel followed, we find United States following. And, Lord, I do pray, Lord, that you bring us back to a place of revival. Bring us back to a first love relationship. And, Lord, us and our Christianity and our believing you and the salvation that you've brought us, Lord, I pray that we would be bold and yet kind and gentle when we declare to others the goodness of your salvation and the devastation that sin brings upon a people. So, Lord, have your way this morning. Lord, do good things in the lives of your people. Receive our praise. Receive glory from your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
Good indeed is our Father.
Oh, I've heard a thousand
different stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. Sing it out. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Oh, well, I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, because you know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. A peace so unexplainable, I can hardly think as you call me deeper still, as you call me deeper still, as you call me deeper still into love, love. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Lord, we delight in you today, Lord. Giving you all the glory.
truly good. All your ways are good. We sing a new song unto you today, Lord, as we delight in you.
And I delight in myself in you, captivated by your beauty. I'm overwhelmed by you. And God, I run into your arms, unashamed because of mercy. I'm overwhelmed by you. I delight. I delight myself in you.
Come on.
Captivated by your beauty. I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed by you. God, I run into your arms, unashamed because of mercy. I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed by you.
I see the work of your hands.
I see the work of your hands. A galaxy spinning, a heavenly dance. Oh God, all that you are is so overwhelming.
You are. And I hear.
And I hear the sound of your voice. All at once it's a gentle and thundering noise. Oh God, all that you are is so overwhelming.
Delight yourself in him today.
And I delight myself in you. Captive. I know the power of your cross, forgiven and free forever. You'll be my God. All that you've done is so overwhelming.
We delight ourselves in you now.
And I delight myself in you,
in your glory,
in the glory of your presence. I'm overwhelmed, I'm overwhelmed by you. God, I run into your arms, unashamed because of mercy. I'm overwhelmed is no one more wonderful. You are wonderful. God, you are the most wonderful. You are glorious. You are glorious. You are glorious. Oh God, there is no one more glorious. You are glorious. God, you are.
God, you are. Let's continue to think about that and wonder the wonder of our God.
The heavens are open.
Give him praise today, church. We worship you, Lord.